This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. How many of you guys have ever tasted your own urine? I haven't. I know what my boogers taste like, but I have never tasted any excrement. It's just not something I want to do. Well, apparently there's a group in Colorado that not only does it, but suggests and encourages people to do it because they say it's healthy. They drink or use it for topical treatment. Christopher Masor, or Macor, is part of the urine therapy group. And he says he began using it with no other creams or ointments would help his eczema on his hands. He says the moment he began soaking his hands in urine, his eczema went away. You want to know something? I would never recommend you guys drinking your urine. But he's right. Urea can help skin conditions. So I can't criticize too much. Still not the best smelling way to go. But he said the moment he began soaking his skin in urine, eczema went away. He said it's a fluid of your body that's been given to you. Well, that's where I disagree. It's your excrement. He added that the practice dates back 4,000 years, and it's called Shivambhu. This group also included Indira Bhadgupta, a woman who says her urine has been helping with various elements since 1983. She says, in the morning, that is the first thing I do. Let some part go, take the middle part, put it in my eyes, put it in my face, and just have some chai in the morning. They say the group of five uses urine in various ways, so it's a small group. Although one participant just kind of came to just see what it's all about. Donna Calabrese hasn't tried and she wants more proof. She said when her friend first told her about it, she said she had the normal American reaction. The second reaction is okay. There's got to be some sort of scientific validity somewhere. I need to see it, she said. Now, I'm reading this from 9news.com. Medical expert Dr. Camilla Sasson said there isn't any scientific evidence and it could be actually harmful because of the bacteria. She said she wouldn't recommend anybody tries this. But the group points to a book by Brother Resident Brother Sage. Now, Brother Sage is, I think, the founder of the group. And so, Brother Sage, I'm not exactly sure, you know, of what religious sect he is, but he seems to promote it and have this website. Now, apparently, there was a meeting on Wednesday morning. And Teresa Nicole had only soaked her feet in urine, but the group gave her the courage to go further. She goes, I know that I'll be drinking my urine when I get home. And she did. She gathered a fresh sample and drank it all in one gulp. And she said it was fine. Oh, my gosh. I can't even talk about this anymore. I can't even talk about this anymore. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right. So, drinking urine won't kill you. All right? But there was a case, I don't know if you remember, there was a 16-year-old boy whose mom forced him to put urine on his face for his acne. It started to work. So they would store the urine for future use. The problem is the urine became warm, and because urine has bacteria, it's not completely sterile. A lot of times it gets the bacteria on its way out, the urethra. It became infected. So, unfortunately, he became sick and had a horrible reaction to the urine on his face. So, what is urine? Well, remember, it is what the body wants to get away from you. That's why you pee it out. And some of you men, I mean, you could spray it like feet away. Okay? If your body wanted it, it would keep it. Your kidneys are smart. And your kidneys decide what to keep and what not to keep. And if the kidneys do not want extra salts, etc., it's going to dump it. Now, urea, one of the compounds in urine, has been found to assist in skin dryness. And so there were even creams like Carmol 40. I'm not sure why Carmol 40 was off the market. I need to double check as to why. But I would use that cream for people with cracked feet. It was expensive. And so this Carmol 40 used to work amazingly for dry feet. And, you know, I told you guys, I could tell if you guys pee in the shower. Because when I examine your feet for another reason, your foot is as smooth as can be. So for those of us that pee in the shower, the urine gets on our feet and they're smooth. So there's something to it, but that doesn't mean it's supposed to go on your body or in your body. Now, why is urine yellow? Well, it's urochrome. Urochrome is responsible for the yellow color. It's a byproduct from the degradation of heme when red blood cells are broken down. So that's why urine is yellow. It's darker when you don't have enough fluid. So bright, you know, dark yellow means you probably need more fluid. It gets brighter the more B complexes or vitamins that you take. Eliminating the excess riboflavin makes it turn neon yellow. But urine is about 95% water, 5% urea, ammonia, salts like sodium, chloride, calcium, minerals, protein, creatine. You got a lot of cells, but then unfortunately you got toxins. Now, most urine shouldn't stink because it's 95% water. But if you're dehydrated, you have more of an ammonia smell. And that ammonia smell is really hard to get out. Anybody has a cat, they know what I'm talking about. Plus, food and medications could alter the odor of the urine. So when people say, well, you know what, if I'm losing vitamins in the urine, I should drink it. No, I would just take more vitamins. If you have normal, healthy kidneys, you're only dumping what you don't need. Does drinking urine cure acne? No. Topical applications may, but, you know, people say, well, if you're dying and dehydrated, should you drink your urine? I've heard some survivalists say, yes, there's water in there. It's better than nothing. I've had others say no, because it's going to make you more thirsty. My problem is you're getting a lot of waste products that could actually, you know, tax the kidneys more. So you may be accelerating the inevitable. But, you know, it's hard to say when you're in that position. All right, 1-877, Dr. Allen, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location station, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as you guys know, I do telemedicine. And so I see patients on a daily basis online through Teladoc and America Well and other platforms. And it's fantastic. I, you know, love being able to see people and be at, you know, being in the radio and being in the media, it was really hard for me to also do a full-time practice because I do full-time media. So being able to see patients, you know, every now and then online is fantastic. And, you know, still keeps me fresh, still, you know, allows me to kind of see what's out there and what's going on. And I see patients a lot in Mississippi and Alabama. And, oh, man, just very, very cool. It's amazing the different personalities in different parts of the country. Our country is, can I say, one of the best countries ever. I love America. I am just, I love, love, love America. And I think all of us make this country so flippin' awesome. But it blows my mind how different parts of our country are. Oh, I mean, look at Hawaii. I mean, oh, they're so chill. They're so relaxed. It's like, you know, like, eh, mahalo. I was like, oh, I love Hawaiians, right? Back east. Everybody says back east is uptight. No, they're not. They're really not. I've been back east a lot. I'm back east 4 or 5 times a year. And I've been to Rhode Island. I've been to, oh, my gosh, Rhode Island. Oh, everybody there is so nice. Oh, they're so nice. Boston. Oh, my gosh. Whoever said people in Boston aren't nice, I don't know what the hell to talk about. Bostonians? Oh, so sweet. New York. I love hanging around New Yorkers. They are some of the coolest people. I mean, they're practical and never anybody been rude. I don't understand what people are thinking. I also practice in Iowa and Colorado. So you got the Midwest. Well, Iowa, let's talk Iowa. Iowa, I've been to Kansas a lot. Nebraska, very down to earth. Very nice. You know, everybody kind of has a stereotype of Midwesterners. They don't sweat the little stuff. They don't. I'm not saying other parts of the country do. You know, but they just know how to, they just deal. I don't see the meltdowns. It's really strong. And I think our Midwesterners are strong just because they, you know, they're holding the country together. And then you got the South, Mississippi and Alabama. Oh my gosh, some of my favorite patients are there. They are so respectful. The most respectful people with the kids and all that. I'm picking up in the South. You know, I'll be talking, and they may not understand me, or there may be an issue with the internet or with the cell service. And so I'll say something. They'll be like, ma'am? And I'm like, oh, you know, so I said, do you have any allergies to drugs? Do you have, you know, oh, no. Or when I say, you know, do you have any medical problems? Rather than just say no, they'll be like, no, ma'am. Any allergies to medications? No, ma'am. Are you having a fever with this? No, ma'am. They add ma'am, which is very respectful. See, when I grew up, I used sir a lot. In fact, it was funny. I was in training, and my boss told me to stop saying sir. Because he would call on me. They'd be like, Dr. Wax. I'm like, yes, sir. It was just so, like, natural for me to go, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. But we don't do that in the West. And I grew up in the West. So there's a lot of things we don't do that they do in the South, that they do back East, that they do in Hawaii, we don't do in the West. We're very cordial to each other. We use different ways, I think, to demonstrate, you know, our affection. But I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And people have this attitude about Las Vegas where people are mean, they're mean on the road, you know, like, they're like, you know, Southern Californians. And I don't get that. I get people just stay out of their way. They stay out of each other's way. Maybe you pick up on that being kind of cold or whatever. But in Vegas, we kind of do our own thing. We're doing our own thing. You know, I will sometimes do wrong sitting at a blackjack table. Right? Going, okay, well, let's kind of work together here. Let's kind of, you know, because I kind of like the whole camaraderie thing. You know, no. You just stick to your, you know, look at your own cards. Don't bother anybody else. Do what you got to do. And I pick up a little bit of that in Las Vegas. But then again, a lot of us aren't in each other's face. Yeah, we have violent crimes just like anybody else. But we kind of do our own thing. I stand out a little bit in Las Vegas because I'm always trying to engage others. I'll be in line at the supermarket, and I'll be like, I don't know if I don't know you, but if you bought something that I like, I'm like, oh, that's a good product. I really like that brand. And some people look at me like, no, mind your own business. And others are like, oh, really? That's good. Thank you. So it's we aren't supposed to stereotype. We aren't supposed to, you know, identify cultures and you know, talk about what makes people stand out and certain, you know, cultures stand out. But I got to tell you, I miss a little bit of that. I love having, You know, I love, you know, saying, you know, I'm from Nevada, and that meaning something. I love saying I'm American, and that means something. Now, I know we're not supposed to promote false stereotypes or whatever, but I kind of like the old school that if we're American, we're badasses. You know, we're tough. We're strong. We unite. We're loyal. What did being American mean years ago? Being American meant you fought all odds to get there or to be there. Coming to America was not easy, not for my family, not at all. And we came here very, very poor. And then we were allowed to work. We were allowed to contribute. And so the other thing about being American is grateful. When I grew up, if you were American, that was a blessing. So you're going to be loyal. You're going to be faithful. You're going to be grateful. And you're tough. And you're resilient. And you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. Now, I don't know if we still have that. Do we see people grateful for being American? No. Now, I know there's always people unhappy, and I get that, and there's protests, and you know, God bless, you know, us having this country where we're able to air our grievances. We're not a perfect country. But this image that we had before the whole internet and TV and all that was that if you mess with one American, you mess with all of us. Don't mess with an American. If you go overseas, if there's an American overseas, you leave them alone. Because you will have the whole country come down on you. Now, no. Look what's happening in the Dominican Republic. Are we being picked out and killed? Are we being poisoned with organophosphates? What the hell going on? Why are people dying? Why are American tourists dying in the Dominican Republic? What's going on? Why are we being kidnapped in other countries and held for ransom? Aren't people afraid of us anymore? And then where's our response? You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. Now, I get we mind our own business. We kind of, you know. But I love America. And I love what we stand for, but I think the younger generation is not getting the same definition or the same picture that I did when I was younger or you did when you were younger. And when you see that American flag, you know, you're supposed to stop. You're supposed to, you know, salute, put your hand over your heart. I was a bunch of medical students got together to kind of, you know, this little thing where, you know, I got to see them again and all that. And I was like, so excited to see them. Yay, little baby doctors all growing up. And playoffs, the Stanley Cup finals were on. And then I hear in the background the Star Spangled Banner just really, really lightly on one of the TVs. Because we were in a sports bar area. Or not maybe a sports bar, we were at the Yard House. And so they put the TV on. And I could hear in the background Star Spangled Banner. I just stopped and I put my hand on my heart. It's just when you hear the national anthem, you stop and you show respect. And I'm not expecting anybody else to do that. But I remember growing up when you heard the Star Spangled Banner, I mean, that just kind of made you, yeah, it just kind of made you tingly. It just filled you with pride and gratitude. We're not seeing that anymore. And I understand a lot of people couldn't hear, you couldn't hear, but it's like, you know, we're losing a lot of the respect for the country that we really need to regain. Because if we don't respect ourselves, other countries don't respect us. And when other countries don't respect us, bad things happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is downplaying President Trump's suggestion that he'd accept help from a foreign government to win the 2020 election. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News that the president's comments were edited.
Look, I wish that the media would take the time to look at the full clip. I was standing just feet away from the president and his exchange with George Stephanopoulos. It was very clear. The president said if there was wrongdoing, of course he'd turn it over to the FBI. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Also reacting to the president's comments, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
For the president to be so cavalier, to disregard, to be indifferent to law and any sense of ethics, that's an assault on our democracy.
The White House also says President Trump is getting briefings on the attacks on the commercial ships in the Gulf of Oman. The attacks come amid escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
DOCDALI. So we've talked about hypertension, white coat hypertension before, right, guys? Okay. A lot of you will have gone to the doctor, and your blood pressure will have been high. And this has been going on for years. And I, as a medical student, is like, okay, no, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. But you go to the doctor, and your blood pressure will be high. Be like 150 over, I don't know, 90. And the nurse and the doctor and you would agree, oh, it's just white coat hypertension. That your blood pressure just got high because you're nervous about going to the doctor. And I would be a medical student, and I'm like, well, going to the doctor isn't the only nervous thing they have in their lives. You know, what if the mother-in-law comes over, or, you know, I mean, no insult, but, you know, when my mom comes over, my blood pressure rises. I love her to death. It's just, I got to clean the house. I got to, you know, hide, you know, stuff like, you know, mother jokes, you know, if I'm writing, you know, stuff for another show. I mean, there's always a little bit of panic. And I was as a medical student, I would be like, but I don't get it. Their blood pressure's high, whether you're wearing a white coat or not. And so in the 90s, doctors told us maybe not wear the white coat. I didn't wear a white coat for the longest time. I wore scrubs, black scrubs, blue scrubs, khaki, military-looking scrubs. People would still have blood pressure spikes. Like, no, it's white coat hypertension. Well, because I'm going to the doctor, I'm nervous. I'm like, well, what if you see a G-string? I'm sure your blood pressure goes up then. What if a cat runs across the street or a kid's ball runs across the street? Your blood pressure is going to probably spike then. And see, for me, I realized as a medical student that if your blood pressure spikes, that's a lot more dangerous than your blood pressure going from 130, your systolic blood pressure, to 131, to 132, to 133 over time. Yeah, that could all cause damage. But what could cause the acute stroke or the acute heart attack? Blood pressure spiking like crazy. So I thought white coat hypertension was a blessing. And it caught you having a blood pressure problem. But I was told, no. You don't know what you're talking about, girl. White coat hypertension, you don't treat. Well, now new research says, it may be a major risk factor for heart disease and heart disease-related death. Thank you. That's what I've been saying for decades. So white coat hypertension describes a disorder where a person develops high blood pressure only in the presence of doctors, which is so stupid. So they think it could be, well, anxiety. Well, you're anxious. You know, people say, well, you know what? My blood pressure rises only when I'm in pain. Well, I don't want your blood pressure to rise at all. Then that means I'm not doing my job. If you can't have a tooth pulled and not be at risk for stroke, I'm doing something wrong. You know, just like with caffeine. Somebody will have a cup of coffee. They'll come to the doctor's office. Blood pressure will be up. Going, oh, you know what? It's my fault because I had a cup of coffee. Okay, no, it's not your fault. It's my fault as a doctor. If you can't have a little bitty cup of coffee without putting yourself at risk for stroke or heart disease or eye disease, that means I don't have your blood pressure in control. If you can't walk into a doctor's office without spiking, that means I don't have you in control. That's on me as your doctor. And I need to get you in control. Now, patient's like, well, I don't want medicine. Well, then now it's on you. But this white coat hypertension, I'm getting sick of it. I almost hope they kind of get rid of that term, because people make it sound like, okay, it's hypertension. You don't have to, you could ignore. No. In the United States, more than 100 million people, they say, are living with high blood pressure, according to Medical News Today. And high blood pressure contributes to heart disease and stroke. So high blood pressure is a top reading, your systolic, your pumping pressure, of 130 millimeters of mercury, and a bottom reading of 80 or higher. So if you're over 130 over 80, you're in high blood pressure. So if you go to the doctor and you're 130 over 85, you've got a problem. Now, they're saying that untreated white coat hypertension may increase the risk of dying from heart disease by more than 100%. That's according to a new paper in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Jordana Cohen, who is an assistant professor in the Division of Renal Electrolyte Hypertension at University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine in Philly, is the lead author. And what they did is they looked at a meta-analysis of 27 observational studies, which included more than 60,000 participants. Each of the studies examined the health risks that correlated with white coat hypertension and followed for 3 years. When they extracted data, and they found that those participants who had untreated white coat hypertension were 36% more likely to have heart disease, 33% more likely to die prematurely from any cause, but 109% more likely to die of heart disease. But if you treated the blood pressure based on what you saw, there it didn't correlate with higher cardiovascular risk. There is no way that it is isolated in the office. if you have a spike in the doctor's office, most likely you're having a spike in the bedroom or during a nightmare or during a family reunion or Thanksgiving. Okay? Stress comes. So people need to be monitored. So what they want, and they recommend, which I agree, is, okay, let's check your blood pressure at home. Check your blood pressure at home. Call your mother. What? Why are you making me call my mother? Just call your mother for only a couple minutes. Get off the phone with her and check her blood pressure. Oh, hell no. Can I just take the medication? Call your mother. I love my mommy. It's funny. Why is that? Why is talking to a family member so stressful? Sometimes I can't wait to talk to her. I mean, my mom knows. I'm really honest with her. Sometimes I just can't wait to talk to her about stuff. And then other times I'm like, oh, God, she called. What is that? Why is that? I think it's because you want control. Yet my mom is my mom. I mean, you guys know me pretty well. You know me. My mom is me on steroids, even though she doesn't take steroids. So if I think I'm right, you bet your butt she thinks she's right. If I step in and give too much, and I overstep and I give too much, you know, advice, that's what she does. If I make you feel guilty about stuff, oh, she makes you really feel guilty. If I raise your blood pressure, she strokes you out. My mom, I am one millionth the talent, the passion, the intelligence, and the pain in the butt of my mom. She's proud of it, too. She's my mama. My egg, when it was in her uterus, I only got a little bit of my mom. And you guys know what a firecracker I am. So, yeah. So, and I think that's what it is, you know. Our parents made us. Yeah, we got some tweaks. You know, there's some dad in us. There's some, you know, friends and, you know, maybe some TV shows, Seinfeld, okay, right, whatever we watched growing up, right, Sesame Street. Oh, I definitely have some Ernie and Bert in my genes. Oh, yeah, that's an Ernie and Bert, you know, Cookie Monster. But, man, yeah, I don't know, we got to get over that. We got Father's Day coming up. Anyway, so this white coat hypertension, people, if your blood pressure spikes at the doctor's office, yeah, cut back on smoking, cut back on your alcohol, cut back on salt, diet, exercise. But if you think your blood pressure continues, you got get a blood pressure cuff. But here's the thing with these blood pressure cuffs. Don't just buy a willy-nilly one, all right, and then just test it going, oh, it looks good. Bring whatever blood pressure cuff you buy to the doctor. So when the nurse checks your blood pressure, go, okay, now test mine. And it shouldn't be off more than 5 millimeters. If it is, then either the cuff you bought is wrong or the nurse is wrong. Now, I've caught some nurses do blood pressure half-assed. Oh, yeah, you're 120 over 80. You're 120 over 80. How is everybody today 120 over 80? So bring your blood pressure cuffs so you can get it tested and not have your doctor test it. Most nurses are on it, but every now and then you have somebody that could be halfway. You know, 1-877, that's all it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm very, very cautious about what we do with healthcare, and I'm very, very concerned about what's going to happen in the next election. I think whoever beats Trump, if anybody does beat Trump, is going to go for a more socialized medicine environment, Medicare for All, for example. I'm looking right now at a story from England saying that three-quarters of NHS services are failing to treat cancer patients quickly enough, and only 37 meet government targets, meaning three-quarters of NHS hospitals, right, on their socialized medicine service, take more than a couple months to even start your cancer treatment. I'm a little nervous. I don't like socialized medicine, Medicare for all. If you don't have a lot of Medicare providers out there, people not really willing to not get paid by the government on time, or have these little quirks like, oh yeah, you know, we bundled this, and so you have to pay us back for all these services. You're going to wait. They say in the worst performing health systems, almost 40% of people have had to wait longer than they should. That figure used to be less than 5% during their better years. Why? Well, there's more people using services. Experts warn the longer people are made to wait before starting treatment, the longer it'll take them to recover from the ordeal of having cancer. I've known some people to beat pancreatic cancer, even ovarian cancer. But it has to hit day one. Figures uncovered by the BBC show, that the number of hospital trusts leaving 15% or more people waiting too long has tripled since 2014. 5 years ago, they said just 36 trusts were missing the 62-day target. NHS England as a whole managed to treat just 79.4% of people within 2 months of their urgent referral. So if you have a melanoma, do you think you want to wait 2 months? 32,000 people had to wait longer. Now, they said there's wide variation among different parts of the country. They say the worst performing is in Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells, NHS Trust in Kent. Over 60% of people had to wait 60 days. 60% got treatment within 60 days, meaning about 40% didn't, had to wait longer. When it comes to cancer, the second we find it, you have to assume you're already too late and you need to jump on it. Now, some cancer is slow growing. Some thyroid cancers are slow growing. Some prostate cancers are slow growing, but then some are aggressive. Cancer is chaotic. We can't always predict. There are certain biomarkers and things we could do to determine, you know, if you have a more aggressive sort of breast cancer or not. But NHS is a government-run healthcare system in England who takes care of as many patients as we have on Medicaid. I think they have about 60-some million people in the UK. We have about 70 million people on Medicaid. They're in trouble. And they have, what, a fifth of the amount of people that we do? And if they can't get it right, what makes us think that we can? And I don't know what percentage of people pay taxes in England. My guess is they probably are a lot more strict about, you know, collecting taxes and making sure that, you know, everybody pays who's supposed to pay. With us, I'm hearing the figure that only half of our, you know, citizens pay. Half of the people living here pay their income tax, what has to go to the IRS. So the Democrats say, don't worry, we got this because the rich are going to help pay for it. It's very interesting. I'm looking right now at a CNBC article. They're saying millionaires say they're more likely to vote for Joe Biden over Trump in 2020. Now, here's the problem. Whenever I see anything in the media, you know, you almost wonder if it's the opposite because they're trying to change things. Remember, they kept saying Hillary's in the lead. Hillary's going to smash the Electoral College. You know, and maybe they did that because they were worried that the opposite was true. But they say that American millionaires are going to elect Joe Biden over Donald Trump. I don't know if I believe that. CNBC Millionaire Survey asked millionaires who they would choose for president if Trump runs against various opponents in 2020. Biden and, I'm sorry if I mispronounced his name, Pete Buttigieg, are the only Democratic nominees, they say, who beat Trump among the top Democratic candidates in a head-to-head race. Fully 53% of millionaire respondents said they would vote for Biden, compared to 39% for Trump, 9% undecided. Against Senator Bernie Sanders, Trump wins 46% to 40 with millionaires. Trump beats Kamala Harris among millionaires 45 to 42% and beats Senators Elizabeth Warren 47% to 40. Now, they say millionaire voters are not reliable predictors of election results. They said millionaires backed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton by a comfortable margin. Didn't matter. They say, but being favored by millionaires could be a negative for Democratic candidates who are running on populist anti-wealth platforms. They say Biden is already being attacked by his opponents for being too cozy with wealthy donors and corporate lobbyists. See, this is why I don't run for office. You can't run for office on your own money. Trump luckily was able to in the beginning of his campaign, I think throughout most of it. I can't afford to do that. I'm going to need donations if I run for office. And if somebody's going to give you money, they're not going to give you money just because, oh, they love you. Oh, Dr. Dolly, I love your show. No. They're going to want something. They're going to want to know that they vote for me, that they get something in return. You know, we try to think that our electoral system and, you know, our election system is so, you know, pristine and, you know, innocent, but, you know, people put you into office, they're going to want something. That's just the case. And if you didn't help them, they don't want anything to do with you. Now, again, I mean, that's logical. I mean, you know, they're busy. They have to help so many people. Why are they going to help somebody that didn't vote for them? I get that. But it is tit for tat. So then people always ask, why is Hollywood, why are millionaires supporting them getting taxed and taxed and taxed? And so the answer we always get is, well, they have so much money that they don't care if they have to give an extra million or two. The wealthy don't care. I don't know if it's that. I think people like Trump and, you know, and all the rich people out there, Bezos and Zuckerberg, I think every million does count to them. I think they do. And I think it's strategy. And so if they want an in with a candidate, they might be like, you know what? If I'm going to get hit, I might as well get some pictures with you. I might as well look like we're buddies, we're close. I want to be on the winning side. And so if I think a very, very wealthy person decides to vote for them getting taxed up the yin-yang, I think they think because it does, it might help their better bottom line somehow. Either through PR, either through whatever. Either they have easier access because they, well, you know, they supported, you know, Hillary, so then maybe Hillary will help them out with X, Y, and Z. But don't think that somebody wealthy doesn't care about the money and they're like, okay. Now, also some of them may be really diehard liberals. They may be like, you know what, I really love the cause. I'm fine with that. I'll make the sacrifice. But either I don't believe this, that more will vote for Biden over Trump, or something else is going on. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time.
but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.